come back and see me. 3 days to living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. You've forgiven me, but it'll still be today till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Speak like Leanne Rhymes, because I'm all about value.
Hey guys, it's time for the Computer Corner once again. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and a whole gaggle of geeks today that we're going to get on. We got all this new equipment in the studio here. We're still trying to figure out. There are no headphones for the actual guy behind the board. So
yeah, I don't need headphones. It's all right. We'll just do this sans headphones for the moment.
Well, what that means, folks, is when you call in and ask a question, Brandon may or may not hear the question.
But that's okay. We've got a solution today.
So, no, actually what we're going to do is we're going to play Guess the Question.
I'll read their lips.
Yeah.
Through the
yes.
powers of, I don't know, internet, radio, and KTAR's broadcast. And
we can do this.
We can.
Those of you that have webcams, please get them hooked up, preferably to a high-speed internet connection.
Don't listen to anything Ken's saying, by the way.
We need to connect up so that we can see your webcam so that Brandon can read your lips while you're asking us the question.
By the way, did we mention this is the Computer Corner?
It is.
Do you know what we do here?
I have no clue.
We take your calls and questions about things computer-related, and we do it every Saturday from 10 to 11:45, and we do that at 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR.
Hey, and the Computer Corner is brought to you by our good buddies over at Extreme Internet. They provide us with bandwidth, co-location facilities, all kinds of cool stuff. When it comes to personal and corporate internet needs, in fact, all of our locations are hooked up to one another through what's called a frame relay. Actually,
T1, you might have heard of. That's the more common.
Yeah. So all the stores can actually communicate directly one to another without actually going through the what they call the public network, which is the internet. This is a private network that we have, but it's all it's good stuff. So
if you're a business and you need that kind of hookup. Or if you're a regular Joe and you need dial-up, you need DSL, you need whatever it is when it comes to your internet needs, the guys are our guys. Extreme Internet, you can get a hold of them, of course, at 480-368-4NET or, of course, online at ExtremeZone.com.
Later on, we'll have our Extreme Zone Extreme Tip of the Week, something that may or may not help you in your computing needs.
And I got to thank Mr. Brian Scalzo, our technical director, for hooking me up with some headphones. They're kind of funky, but, hey, at least I can hear now.
Yeah, one word comes to mind as I watch you with those headphones on.
Yes, sir.
Dork.
Well, they're made to go this way, believe it or not, because there's no adjustment.
Yes, but they always. You know what they make you look like is like your ears are like way too low.
You think, huh?
Hey, joining us here in studio, in addition to if you are a newsletter subscriber, you got a little thing saying, "Hey, we got a bunch of new data doctors out there, some new stores opening up, and we wanted to get the new techs in here to get them." Get them into the vibe of the whole Data Doctors culture, if you will, and help out with callers and
introduce It's called
them.
Initiation.
Yeah, something like that. we were going to have both Justin and John. Justin's with our new Scottsdale location at Indian Ben and Hayden, and John's with the Ocotillo/Chandler location. Ocotillo?
Yeah, Ocotillo. Ocotillo.
Yeah, if you ain't from around here, it's Ocotillo, isn't it?
Or South Chandler, if you're not familiar with what that actually is.
Just look for them big old Sagueras.
Or North Sun Lakes. Isn't that all the same?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And so John's here in the studio. Unfortunately, Justin had an issue with the relative. He had to fly out last night to take care of. So we'll have him on in a future show. But John's here, so you're going to be initiated on the air here.
I suppose so. Yes.
In fact, last week I said we're going to grill him.
You know that hazing incident that it's all over the news right now.
Yeah, digital hazing's coming.
We may have another one right here, so you can help in participation of our digital hazing right here. Of course, 602-277-5827 is the digital haze number.
Yes, if you'd like to haze John himself.
Help us initiate him. We're going to break him in and make sure that he's up to speed and can answer the kinds of calls and questions we get here on the air, because they're the same kind of things that we get during the work week.
Do you have the buzzer and the ding sound files that you can...
I'll dig those things up and find something. This is my buzzer.
Okay, that's when you do something bad, John.
And I don't know what the ding is.
So get used to that sound.
My template's gone.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I think the Get a Clue sound file might be a better one when he screws
get
up.
Get a Clue.
Right. So when you hear that, John, you screwed up.
Right.
And we'll get you up. Oh, you know what? Maybe the gong for when he does well.
Oh, Grasshopper, you make good response.
You have snatched the stone from my hand.
All right, so we're going to have some fun here today, as we do every week, because gosh darn it, without the fun, this would just be a drug show in this country. Right. No, no, no.
How good would that be?
Well, look at the ratings.
You think it's you think it's time to introduce John to Adam and tell him what, about this kid that's going to show him and us and everybody in the world up here when it comes to technology?
Can I get that gong sound file real quick here?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Go ahead.
Grasshopper, learn from a Master Adam.
Only 13-year-old and to who you like,
hey,
a schoolboy.
You around talk like that.
Oh, I don't know. I just heard.
Adam! Every week Adam comes to us with Adam's either acronym and explains a little bit about the verbiage that is in the technology world. And Adam, this week's submission is?
This week's acronym, which is a real acronym, is TAP.
P-A-P?
Yep.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We're data doctors. We're not those kind of doctors. What is this?
Well, PAP stands for Password Authentication Protocol.
Ah.
Where would that get used?
Bringing that to the show here. We're talking about passwords today. What are the odds?
Yeah, I did get your newsletter. Anyway. The thing PAP is used for is when you're connecting to the internet or to a network or whatever, the two computers that are connecting need to speak the same language so that you can get your new username and password across so you can log on. And that language is usually something like PAP.
I see. So what's a PAP smear?
No. That's Dr. Art's show. That comes up, I think, about 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So PAP.
Yep.
Is there, like, additional, like, versions of that, like Pappy or...
Grandpappy?
Papalicious?
Not that I know of.
Papamongus?
No.
Hey, Adam, so what's the rest of your day looking like today, huh? Just kind of kicking back and, you know, being 13, or...?
Well, I've got a few things to do. I've got some chores to do. I've got lunch to eat. I've got a service call to go do.
Service call! I love it.
I told you he's going to put us to shame.
Hey, keep that training going, pal. As soon as you're legal age, you're...
I got a job ready and waiting for you, Adam.
Sounds like fun.
You remember who you need to talk to when you turn... when you can lie and tell me you're 18.
Yeah. And before you become so expensive that we can't afford you. The other thing is I've been wanting to do like a round table, get as many geeks in here as we can. And
round eye table?
Yeah, round eye table. And answer as many, like have a marathon, try to answer as many computer questions in the 2 hours.
Ooh,
as we can.
Fun.
Adam's got to be a part of that for
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. So we'll invite Adam in and a few other guests.
Because he always reminds us of, you know, we tell people, here's the 14-step way, and Adam always calls up right after and says, hey, there's like a 2-step way. Remember, guys, it's new? And we're like, oh, yeah, we remember the old school way.
Yeah.
We need Adam to remind us of, like, the new way.
We'll get Lewis in here from Mac Media so we can handle Mac questions.
Yeah.
We'll
I can handle Mac questions.
Okay, we don't need Lewis then.
Yeah, we don't need long hair Lewis.
We got Adam for Linux and Lindows and BIOS.
You know, we can get to, like, Lee from Extreme down here.
He can
handle any of those, anything X questions.
All right, Adam, I'll let you know when we're going to do the gaggle of, the true gaggle of geeks.
All right.
Gargantuan gaggle of geeks.
Sounds like fun.
All right.
All right, take care, Adam.
No problem.
All right, buddy. That's Adam. He comes to us every week. He's 13 years of age, folks. Yes, you're all out there saying, why isn't my 13-year-old like that? Well, you never know. He probably is.
Just have him keep listening to this show. And if you're Lewis, Jesse, Harold, or Joe, we got your calls and questions coming up next here. We got a free line open at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn over there. Brandon Disney here. And, of course, John.
New guy.
The new guy. The guy that needs to be broken in with your calls and questions. Again, 602-277-5827. Back after this short break.